You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
And now the in-depth more about Jody Hildebrandt, the partner of popular family vlogger Ruby Frankie. Hildebrandt pleaded guilty to child abuse charges this morning. KSL-TV investigative reporter Daniela Rivera was at the hearing down in St. George, and she's joining us now live. Thanks, Daniela. So first of all, what charges did Jody Hildebrandt plead guilty to?
Hi, Jeff. Hildebrandt was facing 6 counts of aggravated child abuse, which is a second-degree felony here in Utah. As part of that deal, she's pleaded guilty to 4 of those counts. 2 are dismissed in all of this, and she's agreed to prison time for each of those 4 counts that could run consecutive, one after another.
So how long could she conceivably spend in prison?
That is still up in the air at this point. Attorneys on both sides pretty tight-lipped about what kind of sentence we're looking at. But we're very clear to note there's no stipulation or limitation on the court when it comes to deciding things like consecutive versus concurrent.
So could it be 1 year versus 15 years? Is it at all clear?
I suspect there's going to be mandatory minimums here. We're told you could get, 15 years for each count, but there's also a cap at around 30 years. So, stacking these one after another, that's part of, the prosecutors weighing the difference between 6 and between 4. When we add it all up, does it really matter? Are we going to hit that cap sooner with just the 4 charges?
That's a lot of math, but we get the idea. I would imagine without a trial, there are a lot of details in this case we're never going to know, we'll never hear about. Is that right?
I will say that the prosecutor said today that the entire case file with appropriate redactions to protect, victims' privacy, of course, will be released under Grandma, he said, 30 days after their sentencing hearings, which are set for February at the moment. So we will be receiving access to more information than we know now, likely not as much of the detail-by-detail account of what's transpired that you would get in a jury trial.
This is KSL-TV investigative reporter Daniela Rivera, who was at the hearing in St. George this morning. Daniela, do we know what's become of the kids, Ruby Frankie's children?
At this time, no. We are aware that Ruby Frankie's husband has filed for divorce. As that process is working through, I believe last we knew they were in the care of DCFS, the state. And as you can imagine, that situation is pretty locked down as they are minors and there are privacy interests there and folks very interested in helping them heal outside of the public eye.
Daniela Rivera, I'm sure you'll be back on KSL-TV this evening with the story. What time for the full report?
Absolutely. We will see you at 6 p.m. on KSL 5 News.
To talk with us.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.